Welcome to Motherhood in ADHD. I'm your friend, Patricia Sen. My mission is to be a lighthouse for mothers with ADHD, helping you find your path to success by learning to appreciate your ADHD as an asset. I'm seeking to change the paradigm that ADHD means your life is doomed to be a hot mess. So I'm sharing strategies and encouraging you in your pursuit of happiness to love who you are every day of your ADHD life. Hey there, successful mama. It's your friend, Patricia Sung. Today, we're doing ADHD Q&A. And a question I see a lot is, how do I accept who I am with my ADHD? Now, it's never worded like this. It's worded in 45 different ways. But what it comes down to is, how do I accept that I have ADHD? How do I accept that I have what society views as a disability? How do I accept that I can't do all the things that everybody else does all the time? This has been a process for me. Keep in mind that I've known about my ADHD for 20 years. I was diagnosed as an adult, but a very young adult as 19, so I've had plenty of time to wrestle with this fact. And it wasn't until I really learned about my ADHD and understood who I was that I was able to accept it. Now I look at my ADHD as just part of who I am. I am tall. I have curly hair. I love to sing. I was born in Ohio. These are all pieces of me that I don't really have a choice in. It's just how I am. And having ADHD is just part of who I am. Just like I have to wear contacts to see. It's just part of who I am. I don't have good vision. Me ignoring the fact that I have ADHD doesn't take it away, or by any stretch of the imagination, make it easier to deal with. Just like if you have bad vision and you have to wear your glasses to see, by not wearing your glasses because they don't look cool, like, it doesn't make you see better. In fact, it makes everything worse by ignoring the problem. Hey there, successful mama. Are you as time blind as I am? The solution is here. No more, I was supposed to be somewhere 20 minutes ago. Panic on the daily. If you're a double booker or an appointment forgetter, I can help. Do you know why you can't keep track of it all? Because you either don't have the skills or you don't have the system. Likely both. Keeping a calendar is a basic life skill that many of us never learned. Why? Because either no one taught us or they taught us in a way that didn't make sense to our ADHD brains. Let's change that. I hate watching you struggle on life skills that are learnable. Remember, you're not doomed to be a hot mess. Feeling confident and prepared is doable. Keeping up with a calendar can be attainable. I want to give you a basic system that works for your life and then help you develop a plan to actually keep up with the system. I know you are ready to build calm and peace into your day by knowing where you need to be and when. My class on how to keep a calendar when you have ADHD is just what you need to learn these skills in a way that makes sense to ADHD brains like ours. Head over to patriciasung.com/ADHD calendar, it's all one word, and sign up now. You are not alone, and I'm here to help you create the motherhood success story that you deserve. Stop the chaos and sign up for class right now. patriciasung.com/ADHD calendar. I like to equate it to my curly hair. Look, all through middle school, I hated my curly hair. This is back in the 90s. I didn't have the right haircut. I didn't have the right products. No one taught me how to style curly hair, and it was a hot mess. It did not look good. For years, I was traumatized because my sister would call me triangle head because my hair just kept getting bigger the farther down it went because I didn't know how to take care of my curly hair. But now as a grown-up and like the blessings of like YouTube where they teach you how to do stuff you don't know how to do, I have the ability to get a haircut that's meant for curly hair. I have great products for curly hair. I have learned how to style my hair appropriately. And now that I've accepted that I have curly hair and I'm employing all of these tools to make my curly hair look good, it's great. I really love my curly hair. Sure, there are times where it's frustrating. Like when it rains, I have crazy frizzies. And especially like when I was pregnant, I had all these little wispies around my hair that like all just turn into tiny little curls. And it is not the easiest to deal with. Like I can't just throw in a pony and then have good hair later. Like when I commit to a style, like I am committing to that style until I wash my hair again. There's no changing it like part way. But there's also really great parts about curly hair. Like I don't have to wash my hair every day because actually that's worse for curly hair because it dries it out and then makes it more frizzy. Like there are good parts too, but I've had to overcome the obstacles of curly hair. And you know what? There's plenty of people that wish they had curly hair. Just like there are plenty of people that wish they had brilliant minds who are always creative and never run out of ideas and could think themselves out of tough situations. Like there are definitely parts of ADHD that I love, but I do have to accept the obstacles and I have to learn to work with it. But coming to that acceptance point started with learning about my ADHD, understanding who I truly am and not trying to make my curly hair into straight hair, not trying to make my ADHD brain into a neurotypical brain, but learning about it, embracing it, and figuring out what made sense for my non-linear brain. So, Mama, you too can learn how to accept yourself a little more every day. And it starts by learning about who you are and understanding what works for you. We can do hard things, successful Mama. Talk to you soon. Thank you for listening to Motherhood in ADHD. For more resources, head over to our website, www.motherhoodinadhd.com.